魂を生まれ変わる、自分の魂を生まれ変わらせるために、
There was a belief among the Japanese people that in order to be born, how much good doings you can do.
ですから、そういった考え方の延長で、すごく高くて、
So it was probably the similar idea that this exquisitely made very expensive mirror to offer in order to be able to reborn.And then these entrust to a Buddhist priest to dedicate to the god so that they would like to come back to the world again.
So now we can pretty confidently guess at the entire life story of our mirror.It was made in the sophisticated bronze casting workshops of Kyoto around 1100, to be used in the rarefied world of courtly ritual and display, an indispensable tool for any lady or gentleman to prepare themselves for an aesthetic public appearance. At some point, its owner decided to dispatch it in the care of a priest on a long journey to the northern shrine, and there it was thrown into the sacred pond, still holding within it the likeness of its owner, and carrying a message to the other world. What neither owner nor priest could ever have guessed was that it would one day be a message to us. And like the mirror we heard speaking at the beginning of the program, it tells to a modern audience a chronicle of old Japan. In the next program, we move away from the deliberate isolation of Japan, back to the great trade routes. We'll be on the sea lanes around South Asia, from China to India, with, in the middle, the Indonesian island of Java, and one of the greatest Buddhist monuments in the world, Borobudur. You can see the object described in this program close up on the A History of the World website, as well as hundreds of others from museums across the UK. And if you have an object with a history to tell, why not add it to our growing collection? Find all this at bbc.co.uk/